Praise the Lord. Let's look to the Word of God tonight. The title of the message is, Give Me a Drink, out of John chapter 4. Let's go there and trust for spiritual life and understanding tonight. John chapter 4, familiar passage. But Jesus needed to go through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour, noonday. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, Give me a drink. Jesus said to her, Give me a drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. Such a beautiful passage of Scripture. Go back to verse 7, John 4, 7. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, Give me a drink. I can't understand it. I'll never understand it. Why Jesus would want something from me. What could I ever give him that he would want? Give me a drink? Why would he deal with me? The Jews have no dealings with sinners. I mean Samaritans. He's from above. He's from heaven. He's spotless, pure, and holy. I'm of the earth, of a sinful, fallen world. Why go through Samaria? Skirt the place like every other respectable person and leave them to their own fate. Why would he deal with me? Bring me face to face with my sin. Why would he search me out? Why would he stop on a hot, dusty road of life to deal with me? He knows all about me, she found out. Why deal with me? He said, Woman, call your husband. She said, I have no husband. He said, You've spoken right. He said, You've had five husbands, and the man you're with now is not your husband. He knows all about me, who I am, what I've done. He's so polite. He knows my broken life. He knows the broken marriages. He knows the heartache. He knows the death and sorrow I've endured. He knows what's going on inside of me. He knows I'm living in sin right now in a common law relationship. He knows all about me, who I am, what I've done. I have nothing to offer him. He says, Yes, I know. All he's looking for is an interest, an opening, a crack in human pride. And he will do something in that life that will change her forever. She couldn't quite grasp the language. Is he talking naturally? Is he talking spiritually? But she didn't want to miss the moment. She sensed the moment. She said to him, "Sir, the well is deep, and you have nothing with which to draw." The heart of a person, the human heart, it's a deep well. It's a depth unknown. Oswald Chambers called it the aching abyss of the human heart. All the things, the restlessness, the struggle, the strife, the turmoil, the things that have taken place inside of a person. The prophet Jeremiah said, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can understand it? Who can know it?" She said, "Sir, the well is deep and you have nothing with which to draw." He said, "I know, I can't force anything out of you. I can't take anything from you. It's only something you can give." She looked at her life. She looked at the situation. She said, the well is insufficient. It's so human, dug by the hands of man. Are you greater? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who dug this well? He said, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water." She said, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not again." And that day she cast aside her empty earthen water pot, her empty life, and she received the gospel of Christ. And something happened in her, and for the rest of her life, she poured out living water. He said, "Give me a drink." And now she could, because of the miracle. John 4:13, King James Bible, Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." The scripture says, "Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the well of salvation. And in that day you shall say, 'Praise the Lord,' and pour out a refreshing on God." "Give me a drink," Jesus says. "Give me some living water on this hot, dusty road of life. Give me a refreshing. Give me some enjoyment. Give me some laughter. Give me some life. Because I want to put a well in you that'll spring up forever." Isaiah chapter 12, verses 1 to 6. "And in that day you will say, 'O Lord, I will praise you.'" What day? "In the day of your salvation," the day that you're born again, on your new birthday. "And in that day you will say, 'O Lord, I will praise you. Though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yahweh, Jehovah, the Lord is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. Lord, you were angry with me, but your anger is turned away." The anger of God against sin. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 36, "He that believes on the Son has everlasting life, but he that believes not on the Son, Jesus Christ, does not have life, eternal life," Zoe, the God life. "But the wrath of God abides on that person continually upon the life Our lives are condemned. We are sinners. There is none good, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We need a Savior. We need life. The anger of God is against sin. He loves us. He loves the sinner. He wants to redeem us. He wants to rescue us. He walks our dusty road. He comes to our village. He confronts us with our sin. He said, I want to put a well of living water inside of you and change your life forever. Lenski said, the person that fails to see the damning power of sin is blind to the necessity of the cross. The anger of God against sin, the damnation, the wrath of God against the human world, and one day he will tread the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. But he offers us a salvation. He offers us life. Jesus has come to us and offered us life. In that day you will say, O Lord, I will praise you. Though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away. Because I have accepted Jesus, he has borne the wrath of God against my sin. He took my place on the cross, died the death I deserved. And now the comfort and the grace of God is on our lives. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation, my Savior, my rescuer, my deliverer from sin. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. The wells are inside of us, the well of salvation. Therefore, with joy, will you draw water from the wells of salvation. And in that day, you will say, praise the Lord, call upon his name. Declare his deeds among the peoples. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. Give me a drink. The waters are flowing. Let's keep pouring it out. Jesus said, give me a drink. He says, I want refreshing from you. I want friendship from you. I want love from you. I want affection and kindness from you. And now we can, because of the miracle. John chapter 4, verse 23, the woman at the well. As Jesus spoke with her, he said, but the hour is coming and now is, woman of Samaria, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The hour is coming, Jesus said, and now is. Woman at the well, I'm going to put a well of living water inside of you, and you're going to know that spring of life. You're going to know the praises of the Lord. You're going to know the worship of God. Jesus told her the one thing the Father is seeking. It's as it were above all other things. The one thing the Father is seeking is worship. He's searching for worshipers, people who will be in love with him, people who will give him refreshing, people who will give him drink. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. My, of all the things Jesus could have told her. He told her about the living water, the well of salvation that he had put inside of her. And the very next thing he talks to her about is worship. He could have talked about, well, the most important thing first would be maybe justification or atonement or reconciliation or sanctification or how much God loves you, or, you know, who you are now that you're a new creation. But the first thing he talked to her about was worship, the surrender of her heart, adoration, and pouring love out on God. Give me a drink. He spoke to her about worship, because if you get the worship right, everything else gets right. And if you don't, your Christian life just bumps along and bumps along and bumps along. But if you get the worship right, everything else gets right. people who are truly in love with Jesus change. Now, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord to do more, to do less. So I cut out some scriptures from the message tonight just before the service. I'm going to call the worship ministry back, and we're going to close out with John chapter 1, verses 10 to 12. Bible says, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right, the privilege, the power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. The Apostle John says he was in the world. He created the world. In the beginning was the Son of God, Jesus, the Word. The world was made by him. He was in the world. Said he was always here. John says he was always here from the beginning of creation. There was never a time when Jesus was not in the world from the beginning of creation. His presence, his word, his spirit, his grace, his welcome, his salvation. John says he was in the world. The world was made through him. The world did not know him. Men at large, men in general, the world at large rejected him. And in particular, those who came in direct contact with Jesus of Nazareth, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the privilege to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. He still walks the dusty roads of earth. Give me a drink. And to those who have received the miracle, now we pour out on the Lord. Let's keep pouring out on the Lord. Let's keep pouring out on the Lord. He wants refreshing. He wants life. I mean, think of what Jesus is going through today. He's laboring in the earth with the gospel just like he did when he was in his mission for those 3.5 years. Laboring in the gospel. What's he facing? So much rejection, hardness. People won't lay down their pride. I want to live my own life. I don't want to serve God. Don't tell me about Jesus anymore. I've got my own way. Think of the rejection. Think of the cursing that goes on every day as they curse the name of our great and wonderful Savior. The hardness of heart, the defilement, the reviling. He was and he is in the world. So much rejection. Jesus is laboring in the gospel every day, trying to introduce people to the living water, to the well of salvation, to lift them out of their sin, to change their broken life and bring them into eternal life, give them a heaven. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun for every one of us. So much rejection, so much disregard, so much pushing him away, so little interest. But then come the worshipers. Give me a drink. And we pour out refreshing and we pour out encouragement and we say, Jesus, you keep going with the gospel and you get on your white horse and you ride through the land and you stop at lonely towns and you touch lonely, broken people and you open hearts to you, Lord, and we are with you and we will pour out refreshing. We will pour out kindness. You will have a people that lift you up, that encourage you and bless you in the earth. So let's keep pouring out. Jesus says, give me a drink. And now we can because of the miracle. Maybe you're here tonight and you need Jesus. Let's stand together. Your heart is restless. Maybe your heart is broken. Maybe like the woman at the well, you don't really know what's going on inside of you. How did I What is this? Who am I? What am I doing? Look at the frustration. I've made so many mistakes. I just can't figure it out. Jesus is calling you tonight. Jesus is calling you. He wants you to lay aside your empty life, that empty earthen vessel. Lay it at his feet like that woman of Samaria did. And come and receive living water. Come receive his touch. Become a worshiper. Become a follower of Jesus. Become one of Jesus' people. Hallelujah. If that's you tonight and you need Jesus in your life, you want to open up your heart to the Lord, you slip out from where you are and come down to the front. We want to pray with you. Jesus is calling, just needs an opening, an interest. Lord, I need you. Lord, I want you. Lord, I need something to fix this broken life. Come and heal me. Come and minister to me. Come and give me purpose and meaning. Come and give me salvation. I want eternal life. I want heaven. I want a future with you, Lord. If that's you tonight, don't delay tonight. The hour is late. The days are dark. The time is short. Come and respond to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I want you. You know all about me anyways. I open up my life to you and let him begin that holy miracle that brings you into new creation life and changes you and makes you one of his children forever. To them that received him, he gave the privilege to become the children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Man, as we begin to sing and lift the worship song, it's not too late to slip out. If you need Jesus tonight, come to the altar. Others, if you'd like prayer for some need, please slip out from where you are and let the power of Jesus touch you. Worship team, the prayer team will be here to minister to you. But right now, let's take a few minutes, all of us, and pour out a refreshing on the Lord. In that day you shall say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel. Let's pour out refreshing on Jesus tonight. Hallelujah.